You know, when Jesus gets involved, you are no longer the same. We'll shout it out for all eternity today on Homecoming Radio.
Well, hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's happening?
Welcome once again to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where the music touches the soul and friends are here to celebrate the best news ever delivered, the gospel. To our friends listening from around the world, thanks for stopping by what is sure to be a spectacular musical adventure over the next few minutes. Daniel Britt here, along with a great cast of characters, ready to get things started, like Buddy Green.
Yeah.
Tori Taff.
I'm here.
Lauren Talley.
I'm ready.
Lauren.
The one and only Mark Lowry.
Oh, I'm glad to be here.
Michael Booth.
Ta-da.
Kevin Williams.
Put me in the game.
Gene McDonald.
Hello, folks.
And the one and only Bill Gaither, who reminds us joy floods our soul again and again.
How right you are, Daniel.
Wow. Where did I come from?
And my guest today, never cease to praise him. It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Oh, we know it's going to be good. In fact, it's going to be a good day, Bill, and that's the way we're going to start the whole Homecoming gang singing. It's going to be a good day. I can feel it coming on. Here they are.
This morning, I knew what was on the way. I could tell by how I felt inside. The sun was here to stay. Someone up in heaven must be smiling down on me, 'cause I feel so excited from my head down to my feet. I'm looking for the future. I know God is in control. I'm looking to enjoy this ride. I think I'm on a roll. Possibilities, the dreams that I've been dreaming, he has made reality. I've made a resolution that I'll dwell here on the good, and he'll send down a blessing just like he said he would. When I look down this tunnel, I can finally see the light. I got a funny feeling everything will be alright. It's gonna be a good day.
You feel it?
Yes,
it's coming on like a rash. It's going to be a great day, y'all. We love a good day, don't we?
We're having a good day.
That was the homecoming friends.
You know, there's just two ways to look at it. You can look at it with optimism, or you can look at it with, here it comes.
Yeah.
You know, here it comes. And my public service announcement today is this. Keep your ducks in a row, for when a duck falls into cement mixer, there will be quacks. There'll be quacks in the concrete. Who writes this stuff?
Oh, that was perfect.
It's your staff.
And you put this wisdom in the mouth of this poor old guy to say,
don't bring it down, Bill. Don't bring it down. I just feel like something good's about to happen.
Yes, I do.
I just feel like something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he opened all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day. When God's people humble themselves and call on Jesus, and they look to heaven expecting as they pray, I just feel like something good is about to happen. And brother, this could be that very day. I have learned in all that happened just to praise him, for I know he's working all things for my good. Every tear I shed is worth all the investment, for I know he'll see me through. He said he would. He has promised, I know ear can hardly fathom, all the things he has in store for those who pray. I just feel like something good is about to happen. And brother, this could be that very day. I just feel like something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he'd open all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day. When God's people humble themselves and call on Jesus, and they look to heaven expecting as they pray, just feel like something good is just about to happen. And brother, this could be that very day.
You know, Tom, I've noticed all the bad news in the paper.
I have too, Bill. Seems like things are getting bleaker
every day.
Oh, but for the child of God, it makes no difference.
Ooh.
Here's the good news. Things are gonna get better.
Either way, either way.
In the darkest night, there's still hope for tomorrow. Sunshine's always breaking through the clouds of gray.
I just feel like something good is about to happen.
And brother, this could be.
Is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he'd open all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day. When God's people humble themselves and call on Jesus, and they look to heaven expecting us.
To heaven,
I just feel like something good is about to happen.
I just feel like
the great Gaither Vocal Band singing one of the most melodic songs Bill Gaither has ever written. I just feel like something good is about to happen.
It's right up there with Get All Excited, Go Tell Everybody.
Hey, when you find the right note, why not wear it out?
Stick with it.
But that's the greatest one is da 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 da.
All right, sing it in pitch and we'll figure it out.
Choose one.
Choose a key. Just any key. Just any.
Greater vision.
God gave the bold command to cross the Jordan and take the land. Not to worry about the giants they would face. But when the spies returned to tell the others what they had learned, they said, for us to win, there's just no way. Still two of them trusted God, Caleb and Joshua. They said, children, don't believe what you have heard. We know we're outmanned by far. They're much bigger than we are. But let's not forget just who it is we serve. With all the many miracles, why don't you think it's possible? With all the many things we've seen, why do you think it's just a dream? With all the things he's done for us, don't you think it's time we trust? Remember what is possible. With all the many miracles, like when we were about to die, manna fell from the sky, and water came from a dry old dusty rock. And back when Pharaoh was closing in, God closed the sea again, but not before we all had safely crossed. So here you are, my friend. You face a battle you cannot win, and you tell yourself there's just no need to try. Consider how good God's been. He's been faithful time and again. You must believe, and here's the reason why. With all the many miracles, why don't you think it's possible? With all the many things, why do you think it's just a dream? With all the things he's done for us, don't you think it's time we trust? Remember what is possible.
Have
stumbled upon the educational part of our program. This is where you can walk away smarter, brighter, taller. And listen, we have searched high and low, deep and wide to find the perfect word for you to use in your vocabulary and impress your friends with this one. And if you know the answer, guys around the table and gals, ring in. Whoever's first wins the prize. The word of the day is scintillate. Scintillate. Scintillate.
Anybody? Kevin.
I use that word all the time.
I actually don't exactly know what that is, but I know somebody who does, and I can get him on the phone here real quick. Let me just dial this. This is my Uncle T. I'm calling here, everybody. He knows everything. I mean, this guy is brilliant. If ever there were anybody that.
Hello.
Uncle T.
Who wants to know?
it's your nephew Kevin here, and.
Brother, you're not on that radio show again.
Well, actually, I am. Say hi, everybody, to my Uncle T.
Lordy, what do you need anyway?
Well, we're in this word of the day bit that we've done before, and the word of the day is scintillate, and we wonder if you know what that means. And
yes, I do. Good day.
Oh, no, wait a minute. I mean, we're all sitting here. Everybody in the studio wants to know what that actually means. If you know.
All right. Well, say it again slow.
Well, it's a scintillate. Scintillate.
That's a word we used when we'd have tent revivals in our little town in eastern Kentucky. Now, this didn't happen to me, mind you, but to somebody I knew. Yeah. Now, I was about 13. I mean, he is about 13.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you. And continue on.
And we was having this tent revival down at the end of Main Street.
Okay.
Well, it really wasn't the main street. It was the only street.
Okay. I get it. The town was small.
They finally widened it to put a stripe down the middle.
Okay. Yeah, I understand. Okay. And so
that's right. You know, our town was so little, the census taker just used his finger.
Okay. I'm with you. Is that all right?
Old Uncle T made a funny there. You use that on radio if you
okay,
kids.
Thanks. But we need about the word to scintillate.
Anyhow, the tent revival meeting would start at 7 o'clock in the evening, and my mama made, his mama made him go.
Oh, I got you the
now,
other guy.
Now, you could go in, and after about the second or the third song, a feller could slip out the other side of the tent and run uptown to the pool hall. And you could play pool and get you a hamburger, play pinball, you could do whatever you want to. And you could sin till 8.
I understand where this is going. Or
you could sin till 9. You could even sin till about 10 o'clock. Whenever you heard Judy Watkins a-pumping that organ, you had to run and get back.
I bet you didn't have much time there.
They sung all four verses of The Tie That Binds.
Well, okay, I'm with you.
Anyhow, that's what I heard.
Okay, I'm glad you knew what it was, and you told everybody. Tell everybody what the T in Uncle T stands for.
The truth, son.
We understand that. Well, thanks, Uncle T.
All right, and tell Bill Gaither I'm glad he finally got his tooth put back in so the whole world don't have to hear about it no more.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Love you, Uncle T. We love you.
All right. Don't call me back. I got work to do. I'll see you.
Okay, I cannot possibly correct Uncle T. That would just be disrespectful. So let me just suggest an alternate. An alternate meaning would be sparkling or shining brightly. Oh. And here it is in a sentence. Even our umbrellas were no match for the scintillating sun.
Ooh.
Oh, Uncle T nailed it, though. Sorry.
He got it.
Oh, you're going to love this guy. Chris Blue.
Love him.
Wonderful new artists on the Homecoming Bunch doing this wonderful song. Listen.
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain, we all have sorrows, but if we are wise, we know that there
That was Chris Blue. Lean On Me never sounded better here on Homecoming Radio.
Here's something for you guys to think about. No matter how far you have walked away from God, the return trip is only one step.
Yes.
Oh, I like that.
Yes.
I like that. Good.
Why not? Here's Adam Crabb and the vocal band.
Listen. We read of a place that's called heaven. It's made for the pure and the free. These truths in God's word He has given. How heaven must be. The angels so sweetly are singing. Betrayals and failures destroy. All pain and all suffering for God ten, and our tears will be turned into joys. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home.
Us.
That's great. That's
and thanks, great. Adam. So beautiful. Our goal today was to bring a little flood of joy to your life while encouraging you to never cease to praise Him. And that will do for today. But join us next time where we will be sure to once again bring the music and the smiles.
That's right. Hey, Bill, we put so much at your fingertips over at homecomingradio.com where you can
hear more of us online. Download our smartphone app. See the dates, the times, and places for future Gaither concerts, events, cruises, and all the happenings.
Get the latest scoop on videos and new projects. Link up to our social media and Facebook, and you can leave us a note.
All this and more at homecomingradio.com. That's homecomingradio.com.
Lauren, we've got some great homecoming stations in New York, like WTHE, WMHQ, the Spirit Station, and WEGB. And to all of our New York stations, we give you a big
salute.
We're out of time, but we'll be back next time. Join us. Okay. Hey, buddy.
Take us out. Yes, Bill.
We'll see you next time.
Bye, y'all.
Bye. Goodbye.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com. And we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.